Well, hello, Vashon. This is Duff Speaks with Chris Austin. And if you read our program notes for today, you were expecting Betsy Archambault and Tammy Brockway Joyce. And both of them think I have cooties because they haven't shown up. No, they had illness and prior obligations, so they unfortunately couldn't be here. But in their stead is Nicole Gray, an advocate for the Dove Project. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. I'm happy to be here again.
Yes, it's always a pleasure. And we've got big news.
Yes.
And tell us.
Big news. Well, I'm here today to basically announce the organization that has come together recently, very quickly, in the past couple of months, actually. And this is, organization is called Vashon Safe. So the word safe, capital S, capital A, capital F, capital E, stands for Sexual Assault Free Establishments. And it's a collaborative process. It's been incredible to watch it come together quickly in the past few months. But it's a new collective of island bars, restaurants, and some businesses that were basically about promoting a dialogue around impairment, alcohol impairment, and sexual assault. So the goal is to work together to promote an environment of safety in our beloved Vashon Island establishments. And the process really is that Vashon Safe will be rolling out educational trainings that will inform staff about drugs and alcohol and as it relates with sexual assault.
Well, I think this is so important because educating that small cadre of, wait people and bartenders and owners and managers, they're the people that see strangers in altered states, and probably the only ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go drink some beer at home, you're with people you know generally.
Yeah.
But in out in the public, and they're the ones that aren't drinking.
Yeah. Right.
So they're kind of the observers, casual or otherwise, and educating them is so important.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think this is a great program.
Absolutely. And we have such amazing businesses and business owners and staff on this island. And the general idea behind it is that we all really care about each other and we care about keeping each other safe. I was on here a few weeks ago and talking about the Green Dot Bystander training. And this idea is the same with that, you know, it puts it into the hands of the community, not just a few watchful people who are trying to keep everyone safe, but we all want that. And so if each restaurant, bar, establishment, even say art galleries that serve champagne on First Friday Art Walk, you know, everyone's just keeping an eye out for each other. And in that way, we have a community that we can proudly say, you know, we're safe here on Vashon. Not to mention the fact that more and more, I don't know if you've been noticing, but I've been noticing that more and more we have a lot of people coming from off island, coming here for events at the new Arts Center or shows, or coming just to eat right on our restaurants. And so how cool that we can proudly stand as this progressive community that have these standards in place to keep each other safe when drinking so that we can have fun. We want to all have fun, right?
Exactly. Oh. And you know, the program is, if something happens at a bar, it gives that bar a black eye, but it gives the community a black eye. It gives the other restaurants this kind of, I don't know, like you said, people, visitors to the island may have an uneasy feeling of, oh, I've heard all these stories. Well, nobody wants that. I mean, nobody condones it. Nobody wants it. So if we all feel that way, let's have a little bit of logic behind a program that says this is how we can prevent it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And something that has a process to it. I mean, you know, we're doing these trainings, we're offering them through the Dove Project, but they really have been created by and in collaboration with other people that are part of Vashon Safe. So it's not just a Dove Project program. It's, you know, there have been business, restaurants, managers, owners, and staff that have come forward, as well as some other concerned members in the community, to say, hey, how about like, what do you think about adding this to the standards, or how about this to the process, or can the training include this bit? Mm-hmm. And so, it's been really incredible to watch it come together as a collaboration of a lot of concerned individuals to say, hey, this is ours. We want to have ownership, you know, around it. And I mean, I think it's important to mention too, that sexual assault can happen anywhere, not just in a bar, and it can happen to anyone, not just women. Right. And it can happen anywhere. It's not like we're safe just because we live on Vashon. And I think sometimes we have blinders on. I mean, don't tell the car burglars this, but I leave my keys in the car, right? When I run into the pharmacy, we have this feeling of being safe here on the island, because I think for the most part we are, but, you know, it's really important to remember that we still need to be vigilant to keep ourselves safe and keep each other safe. And so that's what Vashon Safe is about.
Well, also, I mean, even like you say, we're an island, a perpetrator could be a non-islander.
Yeah, sure. I mean, and businesses don't drug people or rape people. People do, right? So people use bars, restaurants, businesses as places that they can act in a sexually predatory way. So,
yeah. And I think, you know, also it's you got to draw a fine line. I mean, if you make it so clear, if you're walking in a restaurant, you know, no sexual assaults here, that's going to put people off. You know, the restaurant owner may say, look, I got a classy place here. I don't want to have signs up that are warning people, you know, they'll assume that it happens here every week. And no, it isn't like that. So it's a very fine line to say, we want to protect people, but we don't want to make you overly apprehensive that this is going to happen either.
Well, right, exactly. And that's why, you know, much like if a restaurant, when they have a liquor license, they have to post that on the wall saying, hey, we've done this specific training. These are our standards. You know, people can say, oh, okay, they're approved. They've gone through the proper training. They're allowed to serve alcohol, right? And that's the idea with Vashon Safe. It's not to make people feel alarmed. It's to say, hey, the staff here, we've all been trained. We have these set of standards. Violence is not okay or tolerated. Sexual assault is not okay or tolerated. In our business, here's what we've done to be vigilant about keeping that from happening.
And I think the training is so good from a standpoint of we've all seen something that we know is not right. But the first question, like, what do I do? I don't have any tools to correct this problem. And I'm sure as a server, especially, you know, a lot of the servers are young and inexperienced in life in general because they're just coming out of high school or college or whatever. And they need this set of, oh, I see this. Here's the list I do. I go down. And that's what I think is helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. And the idea is that we are offering this training for people who are in management and on staff to then go back and customize that same training to their own restaurant. So the culture at, you know, a place like Sporty's is going to be very different than the culture at, say, you know, Bramble House, for example. People are coming to those establishments for different reasons.
There's different expectations.
Yeah. Or, you know, when Cafe Luna will have a little reception for their first Friday artwork, for example, right? So people are going to different establishments, and therefore not one training would fit all. So every year that training, you know, might be different depending on who is on staff at the hardware store, who is on staff at the Eagles. Every year it's going to be different, and those businesses are very different from one another. So our hope is that the managers and the owners of the restaurants will come take the general training from us and then take it back to their place of business and customize it to their own establishment.
Well, is kind of the idea here that we're going to get this, the managers and owners and decision makers trained up, and then that's going to propagate out forever, or and Safe goes away as an entity? Like, okay, we trained you, now just take that forward forever. Or is this going to be an ongoing training, like every year, or?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know how you have to renew your tags on your car every year? Kind of like that. So we have these cool little Vashon Safe decals. Wait, I actually brought one here for you to see.
Oh, nice.
And they're going to be stickers, like that, that businesses can put up somewhere visible in their window or whatever. And attached to that, we will have the year. So this business, say they come and do our training and they've done, okay, so for 2017, they're Vashon Safe certified. That means they've gone through. And then for next year, they would do it again.
Oh, very smart.
And it might just be one representative from that business coming, redoing the training. There's a little test at the end. And then they take it back and customize it to, again, to their own business. So we're not trying to say, okay, this is the training everyone must take. It's
right,
custom tailored to the discretion of, you know.
And all of it's voluntary. I mean, none of these organizations have
absolutely.
To do this.
Yeah. It is 100% voluntary, and we're just hoping that it catches on. That, you know, people, the businesses say, "Oh, this is a stamp of pride to say we too are part of this collection of individuals, this collective rather of individuals that care about having sexual assault free establishments on the island." So we too want to be part of Vashon Safe. It's not a requirement in any way. We're just hoping. Trusting that, you know, again, back to that idea that we all care about each other. We all care about having fun and being safe on the island.
How long is the training?
That's a great question. The training that we're offering is just about 90 minutes. So really quick.
Any slides or visual aids?
Yes, there are. There is slides and there's some lots of great opportunities for collaborative discussion, and there are some activities, so it's interactive.
You need someone to be the drunk, because I could do that.
You're going to come and do some role play. Sounds like that could be fun.
Maybe not. Now, I have discussed this with a couple of people, and a reason I'm bringing this up is I think it segues into our next show, but one of the things we want to be cognizant of is, as anyone reads the Beachcomber today, a major article, well written by Susan Raymer, and it's the drug-assisted sexual assault, right?
Yes.
And this is one of the problems that we're talking about here. The most common drug-assisted sexual assault is alcohol.
Yeah, that's true.
But this is probably... you know, the more devastating in this drug. And so I was discussing with someone, and they said, well, you know, they kind of deserve it because they walked away and left their drink alone. I'm like, no one that leaves their drink unattended while you go to the bathroom is saying it's okay to drug me.
Yeah, exactly.
And that kind of, to me, gets into victim blaming.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to talk about next week, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week with therapist Tanya Flanagan, who's going to be calling in, and I'll be back here and we can have that discussion.
Yeah.
It's really, really important, critical issue to talk about, to raise community awareness. But yeah, absolutely. No one goes to a bar and says, oh, yeah, I'm leaving my drink unattended to get drugged tonight, right?
Yeah.
And conversely, I don't want to feel like I have to order a drink and walk around with a napkin over it all night because I'm afraid that someone's going to slip something into it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, it's a really big issue. And I also think that there might be a little category in our minds, a box that we put that in, like, oh, that happens on college campuses, or that happens with, you know, individuals who are young.
Right.
And the sad truth is that it can happen to anyone. And anywhere.
Right.
And so it's not about, she was partying. She had a little too much to drink. You know, she should watch it next time.
Right. Yeah, right.
Right.
Like it's, you're absolving the abuser of any responsibility.
Right.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So really just, again, as you said, I also just want to thank Susan Raymer for writing this incredible detailed article in the Beachcomber. And if you listeners haven't checked it out yet, please go get one and read it. It's really impactful.
And also, Julia, to come, the courage to come out and make this so public, but it really focuses on the problem. It really brings your attention. That was a real person. It really happened right here.
Yeah.
And, you know, there could be conjecture, everyone talking about it on the street, but when it's in print, in front of your face that really makes it real.
Yeah, by someone whose face, beautiful and shining, we see mm-hmm. around and about in the community, at the O Space, uptown, you know. And yeah, this is a real person. And I too want to just give a shout out to her and her bravery, her courage for coming forward with this really personal story. And Julia, among others, have been very, very active in creating Vashon Safe. Mm-hmm. So that's been a big part of her personal healing, and she's just been right away from the beginning spearheading that effort. That
really speaks to a very strong constitution and character. Now, I'm going to have you cold read our underwriters, because it's 15 after the hour.
Okay. I'm happy too. Which one? Hand it over. Cold read with my cold voice. My head cold.
Look at right off the top. And there you go.
All right. What do we have here? Mm-hmm. True Vashon Tours. It's nice, right, that I can read this one. I wonder who this is about. Okay. Support for VOV programming is provided by the Mostly True Vashon Tours, based on the popular Mostly True History book series. These tours offer a lighthearted perspective on the island's past with visits to actual historical events locations. Along the way, you experience all that Vashon has to offer in the way of local food, spirits, and recreation. Information and tickets are at vashontours.com.
Wow, well done.
Yay.
We'll do two in a row. I'm sorry.
All right, two. Yes. This one, just flip it over.
Yes, please.
Windermere. Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making this program and our emergency alert service possible.
Done and done. Thank you so much. So, let's... one of the questions I was curious about, how many people are we talking about? I mean, how many establishments is this going to cover?
It's anyone and everyone that wants to participate in
this.
We don't know yet. It's still just baby new, brand new, newborn. Yes, so we just, I mean, there, I think it's been online, and there have been on, you know, in print, mm-hmm. the organizations that have already stepped up as part of the collaboration process or indicated interest, but that by no means is a complete list. So we are just at the very beginning. Yeah. And again, we're basically looking at any establishment that serves alcohol. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, even Zombies offers beer and wine, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so just anyone, just so that wherever there's beer and alcohol served, or I mentioned some of the art galleries that might
very
offer Prosecco on a first Friday, you know, just for us to all be part of it, anyone mm-hmm. that wants to. So it's open invitation.
And, you know, the thing is, it's not bad information for anyone, whether you're in that business or not. Just to understand and know what to do in that situation. So, excuse me.
Well, right. And Vashon Safe is a coalition of businesses, all and every business that is concerned with the safety of people, you know, our islanders, and also visiting people from off island. And it aims to make a cultural shift on the whole island of nonviolence. So, similar to the Green Dot bystander intervention that you and I discussed mm-hmm. before, and that's part of it. There is a little portion of that bystander awareness training in the Vashon Safe, you know, mm-hmm. Core training. So, yeah. And it's, you know, we definitely want people to know when they come that they could use their establishments for this purpose, and that the businesses are making a stand and making changes to help stop sexual violence.
Do you get a certificate? A diploma?
I think, I'm not sure, actually. There is some kind of certificate.
Get your hand stamped?
Yeah, your hand stamped. That would wash off. But yeah, to say like, okay, we've completed this, we've taken the test, our business is Vashon Safe.
I would even... postulate that this could be something that an insurance agency would go, huh, I bet there's less liability now because mm-hmm. these people are trained.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good point.
So why don't I take, you know, why don't they do this free training? And Bob's your uncle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, I was speaking with someone recently just this morning who was mentioning that she's part of Vashon Safe, but she was saying that people in other communities down in California are asking her, are hearing about what we're doing and saying, wow, we want to bring that to our community. What can we do? What's the next step? So
write a check, baby.
Yeah. Right. Send your donation to. No, I mean, it's really, we were just talking about it, and Betsy is not in the office today, but I would imagine she would just send the PowerPoint along to anyone that wants. I mean, of course, people would customize it to their own community, but
sure.
Yeah. It's not like there's a fee for this.
where can they get more information online, perhaps?
Yeah, that's a great question. There is a website and a Facebook page. So the website is vashonsafe.org. So www.vashonsafe.org. And there's also the Facebook page. If you just go to facebook.com/vashonsafe, one word. And so that's the information there that's easy to access online.
All right. All right. So for anyone just joining us, let's sum up here. We're talking about the Sexual Assault Free Establishment Program. This is the kind of rolling out of it by the Dove Project. And it involves training wait staff and managers and owners of places that serve alcohol about how to identify people that may be in trouble, maybe be impaired. What you can do about that, intervention techniques. What am I missing?
Yeah, no, that's great. Or just keeping an eye out for something that just doesn't feel right. And the spidey senses say, hey, I'm pretty sure that I know her from the community, and I don't think that's, you know, who she normally dances close with, or, you know, et cetera. Just keeping an eye out for each other on the community, and also representing ourselves as a community proudly that people from outside of our community can come and and say, wow, yeah, they've got this thing going on over there on Vashon where they have these standards in place that all of the participating businesses agree is important to prevent sexual assault and violence on their island. So,
and it's 90 minutes. And when is it?
Oh, thank you for asking. We've got two upcoming trainings. If you are part of a business or would like a business that you frequent to be part of Vashon Safe, you can nudge them towards coming. We've had a lot of great positive feedback and cooperation from the island businesses. But the next upcoming ones in June are June 14th, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Dove office. And then another one end of June, June 26th. From 12 to 1:30 p.m. again at the Dove office.
Now, is this something you get reservations for? I know it's free, but it's probably limited seating, I'd imagine.
Well, it might just be that if we had more people, we would hold it at the library or something.
Okay.
So I don't think we'd turn anyone away. But yeah, it is nice to know how many people will be able to come.
Count.
So if you're interested, you can just email Betsy at vashondoveproject.org. And that's our executive director, Betsy Archambault. And she's in charge of this, and I'm assisting her with this. So,
and just, you can probably find it easily on the website,
vashondoveproject.org. And pretty sure we have a Vashon Safe page, but Vashon Safe has its own website as well and a Facebook page. So through some means, just let us know you want to go in June, and we're happy to have you, add you to the list.
What else? Is that it?
I think that's it. That's about it. And again, if you listeners have not yet checked out the Beachcomber article front page, it's really impactful, phenomenal, incredible read.
It is.
Well written, and it gives more information about Vashon Safe and who we are and what we're doing.
All right. Well, Nicole, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me here with my cold frog voice. And I will see you next week about the culture of victim blaming.
Yes, that's going to be interesting.
All right.
All right, Vashon, thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.